from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Millions of people from Texas to Iowa are in the path of severe storms. Nebraska's getting hit hard with tornadoes in the Omaha and Lincoln areas, including one which took down a building at an industrial complex in Lancaster County.
Gone. No rough. No nothing. Everything's in shambles.
Dwayne Johnson worked at the building. Several people were hurt. The jury in former President Trump's hush money case heard today from Rona Graff, his longtime assistant.
Graff's testimony was brief, but all those years of record keeping packing a punch. She kept Trump's calendar and his contacts, and Graff told the jury she entered information for porn star Stormy Daniels, including her mobile phone number. And there was more. Graff testified she had a vague recollection of seeing Daniels in Trump Tower. Graff also testified she entered contact information for Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model who claimed she had an affair with Trump. Trump denies that affair, too.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. As he left the courthouse, Mr. Trump told reporters he's ready to debate President Biden anytime, anyplace. Mr. Biden, meanwhile, told radio host Howard Stern he's ready to face off, too.
This is a major change for President Biden. For weeks, his campaign, they've been dodging that debate question as Donald Trump has been dialing up the pressure, urging Biden to debate, even though Trump himself refused to debate his opponents during the Republican primary.
ABC's Selena Wang. The pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Those are students. The University of Chicago who are calling on the school to cut ties to basically anything linked to Israel. The FAA wants to know why the emergency slide fell off a Delta Boeing 767 bound for LAX just minutes after it took off from New York's JFK Airport. Some of the passengers say they heard shaking right after it took off. The plane turned around, landed safely in New York. You're listening to ABC News. Reports of overcrowded farm vehicles and deaths have led to new legal protections for migrant farm workers.
Each year, about 300,000 immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take seasonal jobs on U.S. farms. A new Labor Department rule will require farmers to provide vans and buses with seatbelts, and workers will be protected from employer retaliation if they meet with lawyers or union reps. To counter human trafficking, employers will be required to identify anyone recruiting workers on their behalf.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. New data shows mortgage rates are rising again, topping 7% to their highest level since late last year, making it expensive to buy a home. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus reports.
You've got the median price now for an existing home in this country, nearly $400,000, putting it out of reach for so many folks, especially those first-time home buyers. So if you were to buy a $400,000 home at today's mortgage rate, your monthly payment would be about $2,700. If you had bought that same home 3 years ago before the Fed started hiking interest rates and rates were about 3%, your monthly payment would have been about $1,000 cheaper.
Maine Governor Janet Mills assigned a slate of new gun safety laws in the wake of the mass shootings in Lewiston last fall. The new laws expand background checks for private arms sales and make it easier for police to get protective custody warrants from judges. She also signed off on funding for mental health crisis care. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.